Playtime is French director and comedic actor Jack Tati's fourth film. He had built his reputation in a string of films that centred on the antics of the bumbling Frenchman Monsieur Hulot, culminating in a Best Foreign Film Oscar in 1958 for Mon Uncle. It has been widely acknowledged that Tati had become tired of playing Monsieur Hulot, his most famous role. However, the popularity of the character meant Tati was under great pressure to include the bumbling character in Playtime. Tati's response was to include him, yet marginalise his presence. This is perhaps the first major challenge the film presents to its audience. That is, the lack of a central character to drive the narrative. As critic Kent Jones has commented, Playtime was a new kind of film, a supremely democratic film that would be about everybody. Tati's desire to challenge the audience extended to shooting the film entirely in medium and long shots. There are no close-ups showing characters' reactions to things. This was something he felt best suited his comedic vision, but also pushes the viewer to wander around the frame in an attempt to decide what is the most rewarding place to look. The film shows a modern world dominated by glass and steel, an overwhelming metropolis where the people seem somewhat unimportant and where Tati's Monsieur Hulot is typical of those baffled by the modernity that surrounds them. The film unfolds through six ultra-modern settings: an airport, the office, a trade exhibition, a set of apartments, a royal garden, and a traffic roundabout. And through its representation of people in these modern environments, one might talk of Playtime being a comedy of frustration. Tati's cinematic vision did not come cheaply. At the time of its making, Playtime was the most expensive film in French history. The director filmed it in what was known as Tativille, an enormous series of sets built outside Paris that reproduced the airline terminal, the city streets, high-rise buildings, offices, and that traffic roundabout. It was so large it even had its own power plant. The production was a testing one. It was already planned to be lengthy, but it was extended when storm damaged the sets, causing setbacks that meant it took almost 3 years to complete. This involved extensive post-production. To achieve his expansive vision, Tati had chosen to shoot on 70mm and employed a sophisticated stereophonic soundtrack. The first version of the film was 155 minutes long, but was quickly cut by 15 minutes for the film's general release in France after pressure from the exhibitors who wanted to avoid any intermissions. Ultimately, Playtime was a commercial failure. Its initial release in France was restricted to cinemas that carried 70mm, and Tati refused to provide 35mm prints for smaller cinemas. The director lost everything on the film, including his house, but perhaps most significantly, the ownership of his own films. As a result, he would have to pull back his ambitions in the future, but he did manage to make two more films, Traffic in 1971 and Parade in 1973. However, he would never again be able to attempt to realise his creative ambitions on the same scale as Playtime. Today, Playtime stands as a tribute to Tati's cinematic ambition, and it remains as striking now as it surely must have done in 1967. Due to its ambition and scope, Playtime certainly needs to be seen on the big screen.